Girl, give me your. Cause I ain't had much to live for.
Yeah, see, now you guys don't have to listen to this awful music that my co-host plays. I can just play all the super cute tracks that I have.
Super cute.
Yeah, so, yeah, we have another special guest in the studio. Her name is J-Lo.
No! My pretty friends! How are you today?
I guess we're good.
David! It's nice to see you again!
When did you see me before?
A couple weeks ago, don't you remember? You forgot already.
It must have been repressed.
David!
It must have been very repressed.
Maybe.
Maybe you gave me too many. What do you give people?
Taco flavored kisses!
Yeah. You must have. Oh. That's. Oh.
Oh, that turns me on.
I had too much Mexican food for dinner. It was gross.
You mean me?
Now, so yeah. This is the first time that the Grandiotes are meeting J-Lo.
Nice to meet all of you.
Nice to meet you too.
You guys have anything to say to each other? I know you guys are in rival street gangs.
I mean, it's cool that you're here and all. I guess.
You guess? J-Lo, do you have anything to say to the Grandiotes?
It's a pleasure to meet you, and I hope it's a pleasure for you to meet me and meeting you meeting me.
For sure.
Yes.
Can you say that in English?
No.
Yeah, so, J-Lo, I hear you have a new CD coming out?
I do!
What is it called?
It's called Running with the Parrots. It's starring me and my best friend, Justin Timberlake. We're buddies, you see. Yes.
That sounds really hilarious.
It's very sad, actually. It's about me and my friend, Jimmy Carter, and we go out to the woods one day, and then he finds a pet parrot, and he makes friends with him, and then he dies a horrible, tragic death in World War II. It's very difficult, very, very hard.
Wait, so this happened, when did this happen?
It's a fictional story.
Oh, okay, so how is it sad if it's fiction?
What? Have you read Harry Potter?
I've never read Harry Potter.
It's sad.
It's sad?
His parents died!
I guess.
Dude, don't give it away.
Yeah, you just gave away the whole...
Sorry.
That actually happens in the first chapter of the first book. But...
Of Harry Potter? That the parents...
No, was? Of The Lord of the Rings.
There's a parrot in The Lord of the Rings?
Oh my god.
I read all those books. I should know. I'm really awesome. I can read a lot. I usually just like read two books.
You don't know how to read.
I can read.
Admit it, Dave. You don't know how to read.
I can read really good and well. So I was hoping that since Susie's not here, nobody would make fun of me, but I guess it's not the case.
There's just so many reasons to make fun of you.
Give me one reason, J-Lo.
You're stupid. And you don't know how to read.
You're ugly.
Hey, guys, let's keep it positive over here. I don't think illiteracy and standard beauty norms are a reason to make fun of someone.
Yeah, let's just listen to a really positive song and maybe we'll get on track.
Okay.
Any day now. Uh. can't wait. That was pretty uplifting, I guess. Yeah. So
I love your music selection.
Oh, thank you, J-Lo.
You're welcome.
I'm really sorry. I don't have any of your music on here.
Oh.
I guess. Yeah. Sorry.
Fuck you.
This is
and
a.
I'm like, fuck you.
We can listen to She-Wolf. That's J-Lo, right?
I don't think. No, J-Lo's right here.
That's Shakira.
Oh.
Different okay. Hispanic artist. Awkward.
This is getting very awkward. Oh, jeez. So, what's new in all your guys' lives?
I mean, something new happens every day, I think. So, that's life is new.
That's a pretty generic thing to say.
I mean, if you really want to get mean right now, it's kind of putting me down a little bit.
Well, if you haven't heard my radio show before, which you probably haven't because it's too underground for you, but that's kind of my job. Kind of just put everybody down. I wish Susie was here. She's really good at the computer thing, and I'm not.
I'm good at computers.
Just going on Facebook doesn't mean you're good at computers.
Facebook is computers now.
What?
Yeah, right? Check that out.
I had no idea. I usually just... There's this wall that people write mean things on. I thought that's what Facebook was. They usually just say, Fred, you suck. And I'm like... Yeah?
Well, Tumblr's a little bit of the computer, too.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it
you
goes
can
like
do,
half now.
I do that on the hill all the time.
On the hill?
Yeah, I tumble on the hill all the time.
You're so fucking witty. Holy shit, you're funny.
I want to tumble on a hill.
You had a tumbler on a hill? Wow.
I told my Tumblr followers to listen to this, so...
Oh,
so it's possible that a lot of people are listening.
So I should probably...
Since I have so many goddamn followers.
I don't believe you.
I really don't have that many followers at all.
That's what I thought. Susie wrote up all the questions for you, J-Lo, but she's not here. It's kind of embarrassing.
That's too bad.
I know.
Wait, what happened?
Where's your friend? Where's your friend, Cisco Crisco?
He's out right now.
What is he doing?
Sleeping, probably.
Where does he sleep?
In a desk.
What?
There's holes in it. It's okay.
He can breathe?
Yes.
Are you sure?
He doesn't breathe much anyway.
Oh, he's yeah, I guess that's true. How's he doing?
He's good! Thank you for asking. He went out to dinner yesterday and he ordered a giant plate of mustard balls.
A giant plate of what?
Mustard balls!
Mustard balls?
Mustard balls!
Mustard
balls!
Is this like Pokemon? You play with mustard balls? I don't know.
No, it's not. It's
I can't understand you with your accent.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god, this is offensive.
maybe we should just play another song. Yeah, here that goes.
I know I stink, but I'm not that offensive.
Tree. betray me. I will wake one day, don't delay me. What I'd leave her, always going.
So, what'd you guys think of that song?
I love Fleet Foxes.
Magnificent.
Yeah? Have you ever been to one of their shows?
I have.
How was it?
It was incredible. It was a life-changing experience.
How did it change your life? It was only one night, only probably a couple of hours. How did it change?
I think it's just one of those things where you have to be there and really, really connect with the music and a whole new level of life bombards into your soul, and it's life-changing.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I was there, because I go to all the local shows around here, because I'm, you know, awesome. So I was there, and, like, the guy, the Fleet Fox, he didn't seem that he was that cool a dude. He was just, like, playing the banjo like it's no big deal. That's Fleet Fox, right? The guy that plays the banjo? No?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. So in just a minute after the song, the Grandiotes are going to perform. And it's going to be a pretty life-changing experience, I think. And maybe J-Lo will have something to say about it after.
You never know.
All right. Let's see. What do you guys want to hear? Yell it out really loud, and maybe I'll get it right. No, not you.
Oh.
Our listeners.
Well, okay.
Awkward. Lotus.
Yeah, let's play.
I said not you guys.
Oh. Well, I mean, we're listeners too.
You're part of the performance right now.
Yeah, but we're not usually.
We're also listening.
Whatever. So I'm sure you guys thought of this song because it's awesome.
We'll be right back.
drown, no one to show me. Can't swim, I lost my floaties. My baby's gone.
Hope that's the song you guys wanted to hear, but it probably wasn't. So right about now is when we are going to have the Grandiotes perform. You guys ready?
I'm so ready. It's insane.
All right. What are you guys going to play for us first?
The first song that we're going to play for y'all is called Puke.
Can you give us a little background story on that song?
I mean, it's a song with a series of commands, which while you're listening, I hope you do. And then maybe you'll vomit at the end. That's kind of the goal of the song.
I don't think that's a very good goal for a song, but we'll try it out. We'll see
okay,
how it goes.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Four, sit down in that chair. Sit down in that chair. And spin yourself around until you vomit. Now you better clap your feet and bounce your butt up in that seat. Now you better clap your feet and bounce your butt up in that seat. Jump up from that sitting chair and slap your hands down to the ground. Jump up from that sitting chair and slap your hands up to the ground. Four, sit down in that chair. Sit down in that chair and spin yourself around until you vomit. Now you better clap your feet and bounce your butt up in that seat. Now you better clap your feet and bounce your butt up in that seat. Jump up from that sitting chair and slap your hands up to the ground. Jump up from that sitting chair and slap your hands up to the ground. Spin spin yourself around, 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 until you vomit.
Did any of you guys experience the vomit that I just experienced?
I did. Yeah, I did a little bit.
Literally spinning.
Are you going to vomit? I don't think you can do that in the yurt. They'll probably get pretty pissed off at you if you do that.
Maybe puke all over the equipment.
I said doo-doo.
Fuck the police.
That's offensive. You should probably not say that. What song are you going to play for us next?
Okay, so the next song is called Play Lame. It's about meeting a friend for lunch and realizing that they have finished eating. So you're in kind of that.
Doesn't sound like a very good friend.
Yeah, it's a song about a bad friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get it started.
Yeah. One more time. Hey, how's it going?
Good, I'm done eating.
I thought you said we'd meet for lunch.
Yeah, but I'm done eating.
Well, wait, I'm still hungry.
Well, eat alone.
That's lame. I hate you.
That's fine, I'm done eating. I hate you.
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 Bye. See you later.
Well, I'm not hungry anymore.
Wow, that was a really depressing song.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be uplifting because the good friend is not hungry in the end, so I guess that leaves the listener kind of room to interpret their own ending to the song.
Yeah, that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how that is?
All right. What do you have for us next?
The next one is called Play Dead, and I think you all will get a kick out of this.
J-Lo, you've had an experience with... oh, wait. We're going to do Play Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Okay.
Is that...
No. Yeah, do it.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about it before we go for
it. I mean, there's not really anything specific about it. I think it's just one of those songs we have to listen and just fully appreciate it as it is.
All right, yeah.
So,
spin it.
Here we go.
I'm banging your wife. You don't really matter. Daddy's never coming home. Your baby's hella ugly. It's not me, it's you. The donor.
Because there's a hole in the ozone layer. You're
Mom found your stash. These pants make your ass look fat. We have to amputate. You have me up. Recycling won't count. I'm leaving you for the nanny. I'm saving myself for marriage. God isn't real. You were a mistake. You're a terrible dancer.
I'm into weird shit.
Wow, that was really good. I'm impressed. How long did it take you guys to record that?
Literally, like...
How long is the song?
The song's a good, like, two or three minutes.
So how long did it take you to record it?
Like 2 or 3 minutes.
Wow, that's impressive. It must take really good musicians to, like, make a recording that good that fast, you know what I mean?
I guess.
Don't be so modest next time. You should really sell yourself a little better. What are you going to play for us next? It's another recorded song, right?
Yeah, it is another recorded song. This one's called Attack, Make Friends. It's just about the simplicities of childhood and making friends and how that usually feels really good to make friends.
I know the feelings. I have lots of friends, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just play the song.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Cool. Yep. All right. Yeah. Here we go. Try it, J-Lo. It's really fun.
It's really fun.
Maybe someday.
Okay, cool. Maybe on your next album. Something about a parrot in Vietnam, right?
You never know.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. What do you have for us next?
Oh, okay. So our next song is called Fetch. And it's about a squirrel seen...
J-Lo, you know the squirrel, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, J-Lo totally knows the squirrel.
He's my husband. Not really, I'm joking.
It's
a joke, you're supposed to laugh at that. Forget you.
Alright, maybe we should just jump into the song.
Okay.
Right. You ready?
Yep.
Pop, 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 your Peter Cumtail. Pop, 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 pop
hop around your rabbit hole, you collect nuts when it gets cold. Your genus is confused. You're not a rabbit, you're a squirrel.
Hop, 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 your Peter Cottontail.
Pop, 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 your squirrel. You hop around your rabbit hole, you collect nuts when it gets cold. Your genus is confused. You're not a rabbit, you're a squirrel.
Fuzzy, fuzzy squirrel,
fuzzy, fuzzy squirrel. Fuzzy, fuzzy squirrel, fuzzy, fuzzy squirrel.
Fuzzy, fuzzy squirrel,
fuzzy, fuzzy squirrel. Wow. Fuzzy, fuzzy squirrel, fuzzy, fuzzy squirrel.
Woo! Pop, 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 pop,
pop, your Peter Cottontail.
Pop, 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 your squirrel.
You hop around your rabbit hole, you collect nuts when it gets cold. Your genus is confused. You're not a rabbit, you're a squirrel.
Wow, that was really amazing.
Yeah, it's...
I'm speechless, except I'm saying stuff right now.
Thank you. That song was actually written about a squirrel living by the Emily Dickinson Hall. And apparently it likes to act as if it's a rabbit. So this little critter inspired the Grandiotes to write a song. Mm. And that's what happened.
Pretty cool song.
Thank you.
Seems like a pretty cool squirrel too. I mean, I've probably seen it around, but I didn't take notice
probably,
of it.
Probably, yeah.
Because, you know, how I am. So what are you going to play next?
Right. I guess up next is, let's see, it's called Moon Man.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. It's cool, I think.
This one's my fave.
This one is Louise's favorite, apparently.
Hmm. Hi.
Louise, I didn't even know you had a radio show. Until I saw on Facebook.
You don't even go here, Dave. I mean, shit.
Who's Dave?
Fred?
I don't know who Dave is. Sounds like
yeah, who is
weirdo.
Dave? I'm like never. I like don't know anyone.
Yeah,
named Dave.
Fucking Dave.
How does the song go?
Like, don't be friends with Dave.
Yes, it goes exactly like that. Say hi to the man in the moon while your head is in the clouds. You are reaching up, up, up. But your feet were on the ground. You were lost inside with your eyes so bright and you couldn't hear sound. You took me to a land so free when no one was around. And I said, hey, come my way. You're my favorite dancer in the Milky Way today. And I said, hey, come and play. You shine like the sun so beautiful when you look at me that way. And I said, hey, join my day. Favorite painter when you rid the earth of gray. Say hi to the man in the moon while your head is in the clouds. You saw the world as beautiful when you were upside down. But I said no, I ought to go. I have some questions for the world that I really ought to know. And I said hey, come my way. You're my favorite dancer in the Milky Way today. And I said hey, come and play. Shine like the sun so beautiful when you look at me that way. And I said, hey, join my day. You're my favorite painter when you rid the earth of gray. Say hi to the man in the moon while your head is in the clouds. I'll miss you, dear, I love you, dear, and how your laughter sounds.
Woo! So, you have one more song, that's correct?
Yes, one more song.
Well, I knew you guys were coming, and...
Oh, no.
I decided that I would write a song.
Oh,
Dave,
shit.
Dave, you wrote a song.
Yeah,
Fred, you wrote a song.
So, I have a real problem with the kids who ride bikes to class.
And why is that?
I don't know, it just really...
I mean, I ride my bike to class sometimes.
Well, this song is for you, then. If I can remember all the words, this song is for you.
I'll keep an open mind.
Haters gonna hate. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
bicycles. You always leave me in the dust. I hate all you kids who ride bicycles, 'cause my alarm clock's one friend I can't trust. I see you riding down Robert Crown Hill. Forgot the words to that part. I won't be happy till I see you fall down Robert Crown Hill. Know it's bad, but I'll be laughing still. I hate all you kids who ride bicycles. You always leave me in the dust. I hate all you kids who ride bicycles, 'cause my alarm clock's one friend that I can't trust. I hate all you kids who ride bicycles, 'cause you always leave me in the dust. I hate all you kids who ride bicycles, 'cause my alarm clock's one friend I can't trust. Hey, you ride a bicycle, this song's for you. But don't worry if you ride a bicycle, I don't hate you that much. I'm just jealous of you. It needs a little work. It's not as great as your guys' stuff, but I thought it was pretty close.
No, that's a fantastic song.
The next John Lennon, dude. We're like fucking, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So you have one more song for us.
Okay, yes. One more. This is the last song we're gonna play tonight. It's called Sleepover.
What is it about?
It's about
a sleepover?
It's about, yes. It's about a sleepover, but specifically the moment of a sleepover where you are the guest, so you're not in your house, and you wake up before your friend, and you're kind of just sitting there, don't really know what to do with yourself, feeling kind of awkward. Yeah, no, it's not a pleasant experience.
Because usually when I have sleepovers at my gram-gram's house, she usually doesn't wake up until like 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
That's
she usually crazy. Parties the night before.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm in bed by 9, you know. But it's really awkward. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's an experience, that's for sure.
All right.
So we wrote a song about it.
All right, cool. Oh. Hello, Sunday morning.
Hello, Sunday morning.
Hello, Sunday morning.
Hello, Sunday morning.
Hello, Sunday morning. I didn't sleep well last night. I'm in this creepy basement and my sleeping bag is zipped too tight. Hello, Sunday morning. I don't know what to do. My friend is sleeping like a lamb and it's 1:45. Hello, Sunday morning. I really wish I were at home. Last night was really fun, but now I'm feeling all alone. Hello, Sunday morning, I make my way upstairs. I'm greeted by the awkward light and her dad in his underwear.
Hello, Sunday morning.
Good morning, Mr. McLew.
I hope you dreamt up an appetite and made some grandiose for two.
Hello, Sunday morning, although that sounds delish, I don't think I'm hungry enough for that kind of dish.
Hello, Sunday morning. Well, suit yourself, that's fine. Why don't you just sit up on my lap and tell me about your fun old time?
Hello, Sunday morning. This is feeling rather weird. I wish my friend would just wake up, but instead I have to look at Mr. McClue's day-old beard.
Hello, Sunday morning.
Hello, Sunday morning.
Hello, Sunday morning.
Hello, Sunday morning.
Hello, Sunday morning. I'll never do that again. She didn't wake up till dinner time.
What an awful friend.
Wow, that really spoke to my experience.
I know. It's autobiographical. That is something that actually happened to me one time.
Oh my God, was I the friend?
Louise, it's very possible that your dad greeted me in his underwear and offered me some grandiose for breakfast.
Your dad sounds like a creep.
He is. You never want to see my father in underwear. Oh, God.
Just kidding. I love my father.
After that awkward thought, I was wondering if you guys would actually like to maybe... There's two choices we can do right now.
Oh, I like choices.
4 minutes left.
We have 4 minutes left, which means...
Only got 4 minutes. Ah, 4 minutes. Madonna.
So, we have 4 minutes. What we can do is we can play a song.
Okay.
From, the computer. And, we can say goodbye, and then everybody will be like, listen to this song, and then the other guys that will come in, and they'll play their song. Or what we can do is we can write a song.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
I'm liking this improvisational suggestion, so... Yes, let's do that.
Oh my God, can I rap?
You can definitely rap. Maybe we'll do something like...
I actually can't rap, so...
Come on, Louise, you gotta rap.
No, I can't. Stop.
This is gonna get really embarrassing.
Stop!
Almost as embarrassing as when I sang.
Dave, stop!
If you don't rap.
No, I can't rap. I don't know how.
Don't you know how this song goes? The observation song?
Dave is wearing green headphones. They suit his eyes so well.
Ew.
Louise is really mean, because she said, ew, when I'm talking about my eyes.
I'm so nice to you.
That's a lie.
Okay, I've been so nice to you lately.
Well, maybe if you showed a little consideration. For the fact that we're... What did I say?
No, I'm just repeat. Just keep going.
For the fact that we're on the radio.
On the radio.
And that you should maybe not mess up this...
Not mess up the song.
Beautiful song that we're trying to write right now. Louise definitely hates me right now. She's saying yes. Wow, that's really offensive. J-Lo, why don't you break out into dance or song?
I would dance, but nobody could see me.
They can hear your heart flapping in the breeze as you dance.
Oh, that's so romantic.
We should get Nicki Minaj on this show.
Ew, that's gross.
Kind of like your face.
Let's keep it positive.
Please keep it positive.
Just kidding, you're all beautiful.
Wow, that's really positive.
I really like positivity.
We're probably boring the listeners.
Probably, but they can deal with it, I guess.
There are only 2 minutes left.
Can you guys deal with it?
I want to get a call.
I know. Suji should call in. But we she's probably not, because she's so sick.
It's so sad that Zuja is so sick.
What about Iris?
Yeah, what about Iris? Iris is sick, too.
Iris so is Susie, sick. My co-anchor.
Oh, yeah.
Why is everyone so sick? It really sucks a lot.
I had some tea, and now I'm not sick anymore.
Yay! That's good.
It's really good. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Well,
cool, guys.
Oh, damn, we're still on the air. I wish Susie was here. She's really good at the whole, radio thing. And then, oh, God. Oh.